Hey, it's Leanne here, and welcome to your first little mini experiment, and I call this the food awareness experiment. And so I want to meet you where you are right now, and even though we aren't going to be talking about food specifically in this first phase, because we're going to start, you know, we're starting with your self-image and the brain and the thinking side of things, I know that your food stresses and worries aren't just going to magically go away, and so I wanted to meet you where you are right now. And so staying within that theme, you know, a new awareness and changing your thinking, I wanted to give you the option to do a little food experiment this week, which is designed to give you new awarenesses. And once again, it's not about tracking or weighing or measuring or anything like that. It's honestly just becoming aware of who you're being and how you're making decisions around food, okay? So I want to share with you the story behind everything I'm sharing in this video and in this experiment. So back when I had my fitness studio, I worked with a lot of women that either got pregnant or were trying to get pregnant while simultaneously working out at my studio. And so I was always shocked when this happened because they would come in and they'd have this newfound commitment when they got pregnant. I mean, I could have been working with a woman for years, struggling to help her transform her health and her commitment to a new lifestyle. And then bam, all of a sudden she would be radically transformed, you know, coming in as this completely committed and open and ready and willing to listen to her body version of herself. And that is when it hit me. Most women that struggle with self-care and wholeheartedly committing to something for themselves and seeing it through to the end for themselves, when it's done for someone else, it wasn't such a struggle. And so take an unborn child, for example, or the hopes of creating one into account, and it was a whole new ballgame. And so this got me thinking. I mean, just think about it. Everything changes at the mere thought of having another human growing inside of you. And so having never been pregnant myself, it got me thinking on this level. Like I was able to resonate in a way that I couldn't before. And so it got me thinking, like, what if self-care could all of a sudden be made that simple? What if instead of making things so damn complicated, we went back to the start and we simplified? Because in general, transformation has become so complicated. So this whole thing about pregnancy goggles that I'm about to share with you, okay? It started out as an experiment with some of my clients to see what would happen if they treated their body as kindly as they would if they were taking care of another human inside of them. And as in, yes, I started prescribing what I jokingly called the pregnancy diet to women that weren't even pregnant. And it was a total game changer for them, okay? All I invited them to do was become mindful of two things. The first one was where they were putting chemicals or additives or things that their body and nervous system didn't recognize into their body, okay? And the second one was becoming aware of getting as many and as much nutrients into their body as possible, okay? So that's what we're talking about here. This mini experiment is about becoming aware of where you're consuming chemicals or additives and then being aware of how many nutrients you're getting in your food. So that means vitamins and minerals. Notice I didn't say fat or carbs or calories, okay? Or points or anything like that, all right? Oftentimes when we are focusing on calories and fat and points and all that, we're actually consuming a lot of calories because if you're anything like me, I used to just, you know, when I was on Weight Watchers and stuff like that, I'd eat like 5 Weight Watchers Twinkies because I'm like, great, they're only a point. And then I'd look and they have all these chemicals in them and they were still perpetuating that cycle of binge eating sugar for me. But anyways, I digress, okay? Oftentimes when we're focusing on calories and fat, we're not focusing on nutrients. We're not thinking about it. We're thinking about how we can get the most bang for our buck in terms of calories, right? Or trying to stay low fat or low carb or whatever it is. And we actually end up consuming a lot of junk in between that's causing things to be lower calorie or lower fat, but it's putting all this junk in our body, okay? So I want to take you through the tale of two brains, right? So if you have a nourished, fed, healthy brain, you're going to have healthy cells, okay? And what this means is that nutrients, they actually increase the health of your cells or make it possible for your cells to be healthy. And that's it, is what fuels every system in your body. So micronutrients, I mean vitamins and minerals. I don't mean fat and carbs. I mean vitamins and minerals that you get from food, like plant-based food, even carbs like potatoes, right? But they give you vitamins and minerals, all right? And that is what fuels every system in the body, okay? This is also what gives you energy and vitality and the ability to heal and regenerate your cells to begin with, okay? But this is also what ensures you're able to optimally digest your food, extract nutrients, and keep your gastrointestinal system healthy. Your metabolism needs to be taken care of, and I don't mean just by how often you eat, because that's a myth. It's about keeping your cells and keeping your nervous system healthy, and it won't get the health that it needs if it doesn't have the fuel, the nourishment, okay? And this is what fights and prevents cravings too. A lot of our cravings are because our body is screaming at us to get more nutrients, okay? But on the flip side, if we have unnourished, hungry, unhealthy cells, because we're just focusing on calories and fat and all that, those chemicals decrease the health of our cells, okay? And when we don't get enough nutrients, that means your cells can't get what they mean. So this means decreased energy, no vitality, you can't regenerate, and then every other system in your body suffers, because our nervous system is the queen of every other system in our body, okay? So on top of that, this is what, one thing more. We can't optimally digest food, extract nutrients, or keep our gastrointestinal system functioning highly when we don't have nutrients, okay? And when we're bogged down by chemicals. That's what causes a big contribution to a sluggish metabolism, okay? But on top of that, when we don't have these in our body and we have chemicals and we're feeding our sugar cravings with like fake sugar and stuff like that, this actually causes more cravings, okay? So the bottom line is, we have to take care of our nervous system first, because it is the queen of our bodies, okay? What I like to say is that the nervous system is the queen and every other system in the body is the nervous system system's bitch. As in, your nervous system really dictates every other system in the body. It's a cascade effect, as we've seen so many times in The Tale of Two Cookies, right? When we take care of our nervous system, it will take care of us, but we have to start. And that starts with awareness. So this is really just an awareness experiment. Even if you don't do or eat anything differently off the back of this, all I want you to do is simply be aware. So be aware of where you're consuming chemicals or additives in your food. Like, what would you eat if you were pregnant? Would you be putting like fake crap in your body if you had another human growing inside of you? I know it's a whole new awareness, right? Also, be aware of how many nutrients you're getting in your food. So this is vitamins and minerals. And I invite you, forget about macronutrients like proteins, fats, and carbs for now. Just focus on getting as many micronutrients as possible, even if that means eating more fat to make it taste good. I mean, fry your broccoli in bacon fat for all I care. I'm telling you, it's not about what you are eating. It's about what you're not getting, which is the nutrients. So once you start getting it, the rest of that stuff really evens out. And first of all, you won't need as much food to fill up because you're getting nutrienteded, which is a word that I just made up. Anyways, I digress. So this idea of getting nutrients in your food by making them taste good. Most people think they have to just like steam some broccoli or eat a plain spinach salad. No, I'm giving you permission. Have as much fat as you want. Get like fry that broccoli in some bacon fat if you need to. Get the nutrients. Don't worry about macros. Focus on the micronutrients, okay? And also be aware of chemicals and additives and foreign substances in your body. This isn't just about me being green or about me taking a stance on chemicals. I mean, like, your nervous system cannot thrive in the face of these additives and foreign substances, okay? So again, I reiterate, even if this means eating more carbs and more fat and more calories as a result, your nervous system will thank you for getting in the nutrients. I promise you, okay? So it'll thank you for taking away the non-food matter, like the chemicals and stuff it can't recognize, and it'll thank you for feeding it and nourishing it, okay? So again, this mini experiment is an awareness experiment about subtracting the things that are taking away from your health and your vitality, like chemicals and additives, right? And being aware of getting in as many nutrients as possible, even if that means eating more calories and more fat, okay? So that is it. That is the experiment. It is so simple. Again, it's optional. I did want to just meet you where you are. If you are one of those people that you're like, I love all this foundational stuff that we're doing. I love that we're talking about the brain and the self-image, but I do want to at least start influencing the way I'm eating and who I'm being around food right away, this is for you. But do not let this stress you out. All I want you to do is simply be aware. So don't give yourself crap on the days that you don't get that many nutrients, or don't